Okay, Shalom Aleichem. I just have two ha'aros before we begin this year. One is that the next year, Kol Yom Yirtzeh Hashem, will be in 2 weeks. It's the beginning of Chodesh Adar. We'll speak about Purim, Purim that comes out in Erev Shabbos in terms of Suda, etc. And secondly, that I would like to dedicate this year for Refuah Shlema, for both Binyamin ben Rachel Ita and for Bachur Yeshiva, David ben Rachel, who is a relative of one of the members of our Chabura, who unfortunately was injured in a pigua a week and a half ago. And, they should all both have Refuah Shlema, the Tochdar Cholei Amcha Yisrael, Mirtz Hashem, Bebehera. Okay. I would like to deal with the sugya, which is hinted at within our sugya, but which is of course much broader. Only the Ktzei HaKarkon, the tip of the iceberg, is in our sugya. And Daf Lamed Amid Beis, where you have the two dots on the third line, Ahu Damari Lachavri, my boys, Bahai Ara, Amare Miplanya Zavina Vachalte Shnei Chazaka. So far, so good. Amare Planya Gizalnahu. Amare v'ha isli sahade da asoy v'imlichu bach v'amart li zil zavin. That when I thought of purchasing this land, I came to you for advice, and you told me that I should purchase it. Amare hasheni noach li harishon kasha himenu. Amareva dina ko amare, that this statement of hasheni noach li is din. Kaman ka admon dama ha oir al hasada v'chasim aleha be'ed admon omer hasheni noachli harishon kashem imenu. We passing like that to use this phrase is the bottom line of our halacha. Like admon, don't chachamim disagree. Chachamim omerim ibed esachusa afilu tema rabbana hasam avad le'maisa, and therefore even rabbanon, that therefore in the shtar rabbanon disagree with admon. Avalhacha, but by us, we're dealing with a verbal account. Dibura avad inish the mikre va'amar. The question over here is how to understand this sugya. What is the halachic issue in the statement Hasheni noachli harishon kashem imenu that Rava proclaims dina ka'amarle? And in that same context, what exactly is the nekudas hamachlokas between Admon and the Chachamim? The only Rishon that I found in our sugi who deals with it directly is the Rashba in a tshuva. The tshuva deals with a very, very complex situation of Toin Benitan, where you have three generations of a family losing their lives, unclear in which order, and the Yorshim of each generation claim that the Yerusha, that the wealth of this family is coming to them, with all sorts of contradictory statements, etc. And in the course of this tshuva, you have one paragraph that deals with our sugya. But even within this one paragraph, my humble opinion is that something is very missing. If you read it from beginning to end, it begins claiming that a certain axiom is a maskana, and then it ends off with a mekara hayusfurin, that which in the beginning of the paragraph was an axiom of halacha lemaisa turns into a hava mina meikara hayusfurim. So I'd like to take both, it's both readings within the Rashba and apply them to our sugya, because both readings are dealing with the same issue. The only question again is it a hava mina or a maskana, that the Rashba posits that the issue over here is how do we relate to this advice that is being given to the potential buyer, that when this third party says zil zavin, do we view this as a bona fide hauda'as ba'al din, that the one who's giving the advice is basically saying, I'm not the owner of the field, but the one who's selling it to you is the owner, so go ahead and buy it? Or do we say no, that a hauda'as ba'al din has to be explicit, a hauda'as din has to be a formal hauda'ah? And here we have no hoda'as ba'al din, but rather zil zavin is simply an expression of self-interest. Hasheni noachli harishon kashehimenu. that I'm just telling this person what's good for me. I'm not telling him what's good for him. But not only that, but I'm not being moda anything about the reality of the ownership of this field. This, according to the end of the paragraph of the Rashba, this question as to whether Hodos Baal Din has to be explicit or it's enough that it's simply implicit is a machlokis between Admon and the Chachamim. According to Admon, a Hodos has to be formal. So even if you sign a shtar that speaks about the seller as being the owner, that's not a Hodos Baal Din, that the signer really views that as a reality. Again, the signer is simply into his own self-interest. He's simply, it's that he'd rather deal with an easier litigant rather than a more difficult litigant. Well, according to the Chachamim, Ibeid Atzachusa, signing a shtar is an implicit Hodo'as Baal Din. An implicit Hodo'as Baal Din is halachically a Hodo'as Baal Din. There's no need for formality, no need for it to be explicit. And then the Gemara asks, well, if this is the machlokes between Admon and the Chachamim, that when Rava said, Dina ka'amarle, was he paskening like Admon? We paskin like the Chachamim. And so the Gemara answers that even, according to this approach, even the Chachamim agree that a verbal hoda'a has to be explicit. That's that me'ikara ha'yusfirin lomar da'filu b'dibur zeba alma. That was a havamina. But the maskana is that a verbal hodoa has to be explicit. And the machlokis between Admon and the Chachamim is what about a shtar? What about a hodoa within a shtar? Admon says, my nafkamina verbal, my nafkamina if it's written. If it's not explicit, it's not a hodoa. And therefore, we will view the signature on the shtar as Harishon Noachli, Hasheni Noachli, Harishon Kosh Imenu. I'm not being moda one iota in terms of reality. I'm just interested in dealing with an easier litigant. But Chachamim say, we'll agree with you, Admon, in terms of the zeal zavin. We'll agree with you that when something is verbal, if it's not explicit, it's not a hoda'a. However, in terms of a shtar, it's enough that it be implicit for it to be a hoda. Only by dibur do you require a formal, explicit hoda. So taking this approach, that the shita of the Rabbanan is that we have a unique halacha within shtar, namely that the haggadah of the shtar, the story, is considered to be the hoda of the edim, then we could discuss how exactly do we define the haggadah, the story of the shtar. And here we move over to a Gemara in Ksuvus on Daf Kafdalad Amid Beis, Iboyelahu. Ma'u laha'alot mishtaros v'yuchsin. Can we view the story of a shtar to solve a question of the identity of an individual in terms of yuchsin? What's the case? So in the second line after the Lot Sricha, Dichsiv Bey, the text of the shtar, the story of the shtar is, Ani ploni kohen lavisi mana mi ploni, and edim sign on that shtar. My, what are they signing to? What is the story that they're signing off on? Amana shebishtar kamishade. Are they signing off that Reuven borrowed money from Shimon? Period. They're dealing with the transaction. Odil ma'akula milsa kamishade. Or if we have even a side issue mentioned in the shtar, the fact that Reuven happens to be a Kohen, are they being made on that reality as well? Rav Huna v'Rav Chista chad amar ma'alin, chad amar lo ma'alin. We have a machlokes as to exactly what is considered to be the haggadah of the Edim, what's considered to be the story of the shtar, which in our situation would be what's the hoda'ah, that we say that even that which is implicit as a reality is considered to be the Hodo'as Baal Din. How far does this go? The relevance to this is in terms of our sugya, that if we look at our Mishnah on Daf Kaftesa Med Aleph in Ksuvas, where we have the Machokas of Admon and the Chachamim, there are two ukimtot over there in the Mishnah. Ha'orer al-hasada v'huchasam aleha be'ed. One ukimta is where the star states black and white that that party X is the seller and party Y is the buyer, and on that the maorer is signing. And so Admon says it's not explicit, it's only implicit, and therefore it's not considered to be a hodah. While Chachamim say ibid et zechuto, that in the world of shtar, we say that even an implicit hodah is enough. That's one ukimta. And the second is asah siman la'acher, namely that the machlokes between the signer of the shtar and another party is in terms of a field which is boundering on the field which this shtar is dealing with. That this shtar is talking about a sale of a field that certainly belongs to Shimon. The machlokes between Reuven and Shimon is over a field which is mentioned in the shtar as bounding the right side, the left side, the north side, the south side of the field that is being dealt with. And the shtar happens to mention that the field on the north side of the field which is being sold belongs to belongs to Reuven, and Shimon is signing on such a shtar, namely. So, and the Gemara says that, the Mishnah says, I'm sorry, that this is the same we that in this case ibed et zechuso, that in this case also that's considered to be a hoda'as ba'aldim. I mean, we have one case where the field which is being sold is the question as to who it belongs to, and the other with a field which is being used as a boundary is identified as belonging to someone. And the Rambam, we paskin like the Chachamim in both cases. The Rambam in Perek Tetzayin Halacha Aleph differentiates when he's dealing with the two cases, even though the Mishnah uses the exact same language of ibed et zechuso. If you look at the Rambam says, Reuven shemachar l'shimon sade, v'haya Levi, I'm sorry, he's switching the names of the individuals, Reuven shemachar l'shimon sade, v'haya Levi me'edei hashtar, and then ba Levi la'arer al hasade, on which he signed, v'liton sh'Reuven, the supposed seller, gozal oso mimenu. So in that situation, the halacha is ein shomin lo, ve'ein mashkichin al ha'ra'ayot shi'avi al oso sada, harei avad kol zechuso, she'omer lo, hech toir av ha'mecher, v'tavo uta'arer, right? That this is the sheet of the Chachamim that we have over here, a hoda'as ba'aldin, and ibed et zechuso. And then, v'chein, we have the seif of the Mishnah. Im heid lo levi b'shtar she'kosev bo ha'sada ploni shel Reuven mitzad mizrach o'maro. The field that's being sold is not the field that's contested, but rather the field which is contested is being used as a boundary. Hoil va'asa hasada simon la'acher v'heyed b'shtar, also ibid at zechuso. But over here the Rambam uses the language v'eino yochol lachzor ula arer. Shomrim lo hech toid b'shtar zeh shekasa bo hasada hazos mitzad ploni, and then tachzor tara leha. Namely, that in the reisha, it speaks about not only that we won't listen to him if he comes to be ma'arer, but also ein mashgichim aharayot shiyav yalos asada in the future. In the sefer of the Rambam, that statement is missing. Rav Uchenstein, if I'm not mistaken, when he learned this Rambam, said, ah, in other words, this Rambam is dealing with our issue of how do we define the story of a shtar that we're going to view that the person signing the shtar is an aid on that story to the degree that it's a hoda'as ba'aldin. So he says that if we're dealing with the core of the shtar, if we're dealing with the mana sheyeshbo, if we're dealing with the sale itself of a certain field, so there the aid is being made. He's being mode that we have a hoda'as ba'aldin that this doesn't belong to him. And then ein mashgichin al harayo shiyavi los asada. Ma she'ein kein, if the core of the shtar deals with field A, but the field which is contested is being mentioned in the shtar as a side detail, that it belongs to another party, there, in achinami, the shtar will serve as a raya to the individual who claims ownership, but it's not a hodas ba'al din. Namely, that this was the suffix that we saw in the Gemara in Ksuvus on Daf Kaf Dalet. How do we define the essence of the hodah of the aid? Does it only apply to the amana b'shtar kamisidei, to the core of the shtar, or akula milsa kamisidei? Every prat which is mentioned in the shtar is also part of that aidus. Again, the nafgamina being, what if the contester, the one who's signing the shtar, brings edim afterwards that this field belongs to him? So if he was already moda, if we have a hodas baldin, we paskin hodas baldin kameya edim dame. That phrase is a little inexact. Hodas baldin overrides meya edim. That once someone is moda, even if two edim come against him afterwards, that's irrelevant. In other words, Hadas Baldin overrides Eidus. That's what the Rambam paskins over here on the Reisha. Emashgichen al raya shiyavi elos asada. Even if he'll bring Eidim, we have over here a bona fide Hadas Baldin. However, if we're dealing with the Seifa of the Rambam, with the side detail, it's clear that it's written in the Shtar that boundary of the field belongs to party X and not to the one who's signing it, but that's not how Hodas Baal Din. That's a raya. And then two Edim later on can override that raya, can override the raya of Ishtar. So that's what the Rambam doesn't say over here, Ein Mashgichen L'Raya Shiyadi. He simply says, Eino Yochol L'Achzar L'Arev. In other words, he can't be towing because the current person who is selling this field, he has a raya that in the Ishtar that was written and signed by his contestant, it mentions that he is the owner of the field. Okay, so this is one way of viewing the sugya, that the sugya is telling us that even though the person who received the advice and was told Zil Zvin viewed this as Hodas Baal Din, we say no. We paskin that verbally a Zil Zvin is only an implicit Hodas Baal Din. It's not explicit, it's not formal. That's not a Hodas Baal Din. That's what Rabbi is saying, Dina Ka'amarla. Where do we have a machokas abon and the chachamim? That's within a shtar. Within a shtar, so over there, according to Adon, said the same rules apply as to oral test, as to oral words, namely that you need something explicit. Mashen ken rabbanon say, no, in a shtar, that which is the core of the shtar, even though it doesn't, we don't have an explicit hodas baal din, we only have a statement of Zil Zvin or signing of a shtar, that's considered to be a hodas baal din. And then we pointed out that maybe we could distinguish between different parts of the shtar. Okay, however, there is another way of reading the Rashba, and that's by starting at the beginning of the Rashba, not at the end. The Rashba at the beginning gives us an axiom. V'lo od, ela kol ma she'adam toein afilu chutz lebezdin, Beinyan shiyera e shehu omer al derecha emes v'shiyetsa mize hoda mitoch devarav anutovsim also b'hoda gemura kida amrina beperek cheskas abatim. Namely, that that lekule alma, that everyone holds that when a person says zil zavin, that is a hodaas ba'al din. In other words, a hodas baal din, no one holds that it has to be explicit. No one holds that it has to be formal. The moment that I'll say a statement from which people can infer a certain reality, if I say zil zavin, that I'm basically telling him the coast is clear, you can buy it, you're buying it from a proper seller, even though I didn't say black and white that the person selling it owns the field. In other words, that's considered to be a hodas baal din. Okay, so what then is the dina hachi of saying Hasheni Noach li Harishon Kashem Imenu? That we have over here a rule that's called, in other places in the Gemara, called Namasla. In other words, that I'm explaining my statement in a manner that will cancel that which I said. I'm explaining my statement in a manner that will neutralize the Hoda'ah. And that's what Rava is saying, dina ka'amarle. That everyone agrees that in the world of an oral hoda'ah, that I can cancel it with an explanation that an amasler will cancel. Osi dibur, mevatel dibur. I don't, Rabbanan, disagree with Admon in the Mishnah and Daf Kuftes. They disagree in a shtar. They say that in a shtar, you know, where it's, you can't go, you can't explain your signature away by saying, I have an amasla, why I signed the shtar. In other words, that the concept of amasla is that dibur mevatel dibur, but dibur is not mevatel maisa. And that's what the Gemara over here ends off, that even Rabban and Hossam avid le maisa, you can't be mevatel a maisa signing a shtar with an amasla, but you can be mevatel a dibur with an amasla. If that's the case, then we have over here a machlokas within the world of Hoda'ah and Amasla. So we have to go back to the sugya of Amasla to understand what's this realm that we're now putting into the Dina Hachi of the of Rava. So if we move to the sugya of Amasla, that's the Kaf Beis. All these sugyas are in Ksuvas. On the Kaf Beis Amad Aleph Ink Suvas, we have the following statement: Tana Rabbanan, Ha'isha Sha'amra Eishes Ish Ani V'Chazra V'Amra Pnuya Ani Ne'emenes. So the question is, how is that possible? Hashavya L'Nafsha Chaticha V'Isura. The moment she said Eishes Ish Ani, it means that she can't get married to anyone else. Amar Rava Baravuna Kegon Shenasna Amasla L'Devareh. That if she says, oh, I only said Eishes Ish Ani because I wanted to get away from that particular suitor. I wasn't interested in marrying him. And so I said I was married. But really, I'm a Pnuya. Tanya Nami Hachi, Amra Eishes Ish Ani, V'chazra V'yamra Pnuya Ani, Eina Ne'emenes. V'yim Nosna Amasal V'dvarha Ne'emenes. U'maise Nami B'isha Achas Gedola. Ha'yesa Gedola B'noi. She was a beautiful woman, very wealthy woman. V'kavtsu Aleha B'nei Adam L'katsha. V'amr lahem mekudeshet ani, uliyamim amda v'kitches atzma, amr lachachamim, ma reis lasoske. Don't we have over here, shavya nashe chaticha disura? Amr lahem betchila shebo alay anashim enam huganim, amarti mekudeshet ani. Achshav shebo alay anashim mehuganim, amarti v'kidashti es atzmi. V'zo halacha hela ravacha sar habira lefnei chachmei usha, namely, we have an entire sugya which points out that when we have a situation of shavya nafsha chaticha di isura, which is a halacha that the person now has to live according to that which he stated about himself, and then he brings an amasla to explain away his statement, then we can say that amasla asi dibur mevatel dibur, the amasla will cancel out the shavya nafsha. The question is, can we expand this to the world of Hoda'as Baal Din and say, just like an amasla can cancel a shavya nafsha chaticha disura, so also an amasla can cancel a Hoda'as Baal Din. That l'chora is totally in a pistach, in a machlokes achronim, quoted in the pistach tshuva in Yoredeya. That in Yoredeya chelek aleph, we have another case of shavya nafsha, not in the world of Ishus, in the world of kashrus. Someone says that the meat which is on the table is treif. I'm the butcher, and I'm telling you this meat is treif. And then afterwards, he wants to come and say, no, it's really kosher. I only said it was treif because I didn't want so-and-so to buy it. But for you, I was saving this for you, and here it's kosher. So the Nyoradei of Paskins in Sif Yud Gimel, Tabach Shasa Simon Berosh Keves HaShachut Sheinira Shei Treifa, V'gam Haya Omer Shei Treifa, Achar Kach Amar Shei Kosher Haya, he wanted this to remain in his store to be used later on. The previous Sif Yud Beis gave the din of Shavya Nafsha without the Amasla. Sif Yud Gimel gives the din of Shavya Nafsha with the Amasla. Comes the Pisle Tshuva on the previous Sif, on Sif Yud Beis, Shavya Nafsha, and points out that we have a Chakira. What's the basis of Shavya Anasha Chaticha Disura, that this is binding on an individual? So he quotes the Ma'ari Basan, who has a Safek, Kol Makom Shamru Shavya Anasha Disura, Im Midin Nidre Isur Naguba. Do we say that just like I can assert something on myself with a neder or with a shvua, even though this isn't a formal neder or a formal shvua, but I'm mischayev to myself that this is that this is going to be this halachic status of this object. Is that the basis of Shavia Nafsha? Or is it a din of ne'manus that I'm believed in terms of what I say, just like in Hodoas Baal Din, I'm believed. So also over here, a person is believed about himself like two Aden. The Ma'arib Asan brings the Chakira, the Nodeb Yehuda says that there's no question over here in terms of what is correct and what is incorrect. That the Nodeb Yehuda points out that to view this as a neder or as a schayvus is a shtus. And that the etzem we're dealing over here, mitam she'adam ne'eman al atzmo yoseh mishnei edim. Now the Yehuda points out that nafgamina would be if someone were to make a shavia nafshe on himself of something which is impossible in reality. Someone will claim that Friday is Shabbos. So is he aser b'malacha on that Friday? So if it's a din of neder, why not? He's being noder on himself, just like I don't do malacha on Shabbos, I'm not going to do malacha on this day that happens to be Friday. If it's a din of Adam Neman alat smokish ne'edin, it can't be Neman on himself on something which is impossible. And the Nodeb Yehuda views this barur as a din of Nemanus, not of his chayvus. So let's take both sides of the equation and see how it impacts on our question as to whether Namaska will work in the world of Hodoas Baal Din. Okay, so let's take the easy side. If Shavia Nafshe is a din of ne'emonis, like the Nodeb Yehuda holds, so then we have a spectrum of ne'emonis. One end of the spectrum is Shavia Nafshe, where we have a black and white Gemara that says that an amasla works to neutralize the Shavia Nafshe. On the other end of the spectrum, we have Eidus. Eidus, there's certainly no din of an amasla. The Rambam in Perek Gimel Hilchos Eidus, Halacha Hey points out that kol h nechkarei dusa bebezdin irrelevant dinim mamanos dinim nefashos eino yochol lachzerbo kevan shehigud shuv eino chozer umagid ein shomen lo afilu no same tam ledvarav. Even if he says, I know where it's, I only gave this edus because I was afraid, because of this, because of that, that's all irrelevant. In other words, that there's no din of a masla to cancel edus. So within this world of ne'emanus, I have shavia nafshi at one extreme, I have Eidus at the other extreme, and then I have a whole set of different forms of Nemonus. One of them is Hodoas Baal Din, Kamea Eidim Dame. One of them is Eid Echad Ne'emon Bi'isurim. One of them is the world of Yakir, that a father is Ne'emon to give a status to his son. Yakir A father can say that his son is a Bechor. His father could say that his son is a Mamzer. He has a Ne'emonus Doraisa. And then we have also a ne'emonus of a father over a daughter who's a katana to say kidashti esbiti, to say that he was mekadesher when he was a katana and that she's an eish yisish mi da'oraisa esbiti nasati le'ish hazeh. Does an amasla work in all of these situations that are between shavi anafshe and between edus? How far does this concept of amasla go? On one hand, we say that amasla can neutralize the Shavi Anashe. On the other hand, by Eidus, we say, Kevan Shehigit Shuv Eino Choser Umagit. So, Hodoas Baal Din, Lechora, if we were to be learning Suvas and Avkuftes without our Sugi at all, we say that's the Machlokas between Admon and the Chachamim, that we have a Hodoas Baal Din by signing Ashtar. And the question is whether he can explain his signature away by Hasheni Noachli Harishon Koshem Imenu, and that would serve as an amasla, that Admon holds that it does, and Chachamim say that it doesn't. We saw within Rava, everyone would agree in oral Hodoas Baal Din that I can cancel it with an amasla. The machlokas between Admon and Chachamim is only in the world of Maisa, a written Hodoas Baal Din. Okay, well, we move over to Eid Echad Ne'eman B'Isurim. So that's something we haven't seen yet. So if you look in that Gemara on Daf Kaf Beis Amud Aleph at the bottom, it says, "Boy mine Shmuel mirav amra tmeya ani." Tmeya ani. This is already in the world of Nidus. You've learned that Eid Echad Ne'eman B'Isurim is learned out from the world from the world of Nidus. So the woman is saying tmeya ani. That lechora is Eid Echad Ne'eman B'Isurim. V'chazra v'amra tahora ani mahu. Amar they, Rav answered Shmuel, af bazu im nos na masul v'dvareha ne'emenes. So Rav said that just as a masla removes shav yanafshe, a masla would remove edecha neman bisurin. The Gemara there continues on Amud Beis that Rav and Shmuel had this discussion 40 times, and Shmuel refused to be mekel in terms of saying that a masla can override the tmeya ani. It's unfortunately a very not an unusual case where a woman will tell her husband Tmeyandi, and then she'll say, I'm really Tahara, but I was exhausted. I'm really Tahara, but I was upset with you. A million and one things. Question is whether the Amasla works. It's a machokas between Rav and Shmuel, and within most Rishonim, Paskin like Rav, that an Amasla can override Eidechad Ne'eman V'Isuri. The Rambam, the Rif, the Shulchan Aruch, that's the way they all Paskin. In terms of the world of Yakir, so here we have a Rishon clearly that states in a certain direction. The Gemara in Baba Basra and Daf Kuf Kav Zayin Amud Beis deals with the sugya of Yakir. Hayim Meshamsho Kebenu Bava Amar Benihu V'Chazav Amar Avdihu Eino Ne'eman. The Rashbam explains that over here we have a din of Yakir V'Kevan Shehigid Shuv Eino Chozer Umagid. Namely, that even though Hoda is Baal Din and Eidecha Ne'eman can be compared to Shav Yanafshei, we're already comparing Yakir to the world of Edus. And within the world of Kidashti Esbiti, unfortunately, unscrupulous parents can use this as a weapon in various situations, particularly in terms of a divorce where the father will claim Kidashti Esbiti, and we don't know to whom, v'chulei. Terrible, terrible problems. But afterwards, can he claim an amasla? Oh, I only said that because I wanted to scare my daughter. I wanted to scare my wife, v'chulei, whether that is meaningful. So we don't have Rishonim who deal with this directly, but we have a Shev Shmaisasa. The Shev Shmaisasa in Shmaisasa Vav deals with Eid Echad Ne'eman B'Isurim. And he moves over to this issue of Kidash Yisbiti in Perek Ches, where he quotes a tshuva of the Maharib ibn Leib, where the Maharib ibn Leib writes as follows, Matzasi kasuv b'tshuvas rabbani provancia, v'maisa shahaya b'yamehem b'tilutula, al ish echad shahotzi kol, shekidesh yisbito ba'oda ktana, v'nishba shekidsha l'ploni ben ploni, v'achar kach amda zos ha'isha, that he really was not mekadisher to the previous individual. Only in the world of Shavya Nafshe Fatiha di Isura does the Gemara state, Im nosna amasla dvareha. But with the Av, we're dealing not with the principle of Shavya Nafshe, we're dealing with Ne'emonos Doraisa, Esbiti Nasati. And on that basis, the Gemara points out we can even bring about a world of Skila, that on because of what the father said, La'av Himne Rachmana. So if the Torah was Ma'am in the Av on a level of Doraisa, Kevan Shehigid, Shuv Eino Chozer Umagid, Afilu Ayedei Amaslo. Okay, that's what the Shev Shmaisa points out. But then he's bothered by a problem as to, where do you draw the line? In other words, that we have that Shavya Nafshe and Hodoaz Ba'al Din, we pointed out that an Amasla works. That's the, according to the Tshuva of the Rashba, that's the maskana of our sugya, works in Hodoas Baldin. Shavi Anafshi is a black and white Gemara. On the other hand, Yakir, we have the Rashbam. And here, in terms of Kedashi Yisbiti, we have the Pchachmei Provancia, who deal with this. Sorry, in other words, we have Rishonim who deal with this. And they said that those two are like Kevan Shehigid. Like, where are we drawing this line? And so the Shev Shmaisasa then continues and points out, just a minute, let's take the case of Eid Echad Ne'eman B'Isur. We pointed out, L'chora, that there we have a We have Machokas, Rav, and Shmuel. And the Rishonim, the Rif, the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, all paskin like Rav, that a maslo works. So why should it work in Eid Echod Ne'eman B'Isurim and not work in the world of Kiddush Yisbiti? This is a Din D'Oraisa. This is a Din D'Oraisa. Where do we distinguish between the world of Ne'emanus? So the Shev Shmaisasa, what would the Chachmei Provence do with a black and white Gemara? Black and white Gemara, meaning that we paskin like Rav. That an Amasla works in Eid Echad Ne'eman B'Isurim, why would an Amasla not work in the world of Kiddushti Es Biti? So the Shesh Maisasa comes up with a very, very big Chiddush, which many people know from the Chavas Da'as on Yoredeya, from Yaakov Milisa on Yoredeya. But, you know, the Shesh Maisasa says it out much, much better, my humble opinion, much more clearly. That we all have learned Gemara in Yevamos that Eid Echad Ne'eman B'Isurim does not apply in a situation of Ischazik. Eid Echad Ne'eman B'Isurim only applies in a neutral situation, not if we have a situation of Ischazik. Can't override an Ischazik. The Shesh Maaseh points out, not only does it not override an Ischazik Isura, it also doesn't override an Ischazik Hetera. And therefore, when a woman says, Tmeya Ani, that's not a ne'emonus of Eid Echad Ne'eman B'Isurim, that she had a cheskas heter. She was known to be Tahora. She had a cheskas heter. And now she's saying Tmeya Ani. The Tmeya Ani cannot be an Eid Echad Ne'eman B'Isurim. It can't override a cheskas heter. What would then Tmeya Ani be? It would be a Shavi Anashe. She's telling her husband, Shavi Anashe, Chaticha D'Isura. No, that we pass him like Rav in that situation is clear. Were we to be dealing with a real Eid Echad Ne'eman B'Isurim, so maybe Chachmei Provencia would agree that there, Kevan Shehigid, Shuv Eino Chozer Umagid L'Shitatam. Where do we have a real Eid Echad Ne'eman B'Isurim? That's Safrala. You know, it's when the woman is counting Zayin Nekiyim, she's not in a situation of Cheskas Heter, and she's not in a situation of Cheskas Iser. She's, you know, she did have Sektara. And so now she's in a neutral situation. Here, if she says, I counted Zayin Nekiyim, and everything is fine. So V'sakro, we're going to believe the woman. Eid Echad Ne'eman B'Isurim. So what the bottom line of the Shev Shmaisasa is that Chachmei Provencia would view all of the situations on the spectrum as being similar to Eidus, and we'll say Eid Echad, and we'll say Kevan Shehigit Shuvei Nochozer Magid, that there's no amasla, not only in Eidus, also in Eid Echad Ne'eman B'Isurim, also in Yakir, also in the world of Kiddush Yisbiti. The exception is Shavya Anafshe, and maybe Hodoaz Baldin, if we say that Shavya Anafshe is built on Hodoaz Baldin, if that's the makor of Shavya Anafshe, so Shavya Anafshe is not going to be more kal than Hodoaz Baldin. That maybe those two are the only places where we'll have an amasla, and all the other cases of Ne'emanus, the amasla will not work. That is the shita of the Chachmei Provencia according to the Shev Shmaisasa. Masha'enk and the Shev Shmaisasa himself, he disagrees with the Chachmei Provencia even on their plane. He says, no, the entire spectrum is like Shavya Anafshe, because we distinguish between a Haggadah in Bezdin and all other forms of Ne'emonos. A Ne'emonos can be overridden with an Amasla. A Haggadah's Eidus be-Bezdin, Kevan Shehigut Shuvei Nochozer Amagid. Yakir is not a Haggadah in Bezdin. Biti Kiddushti is not a Haggadah in Bezdin. Eid Echad Ne'eman B'Isurim is not a Haggadah in Bezdin. Shavya Anafshe is not a Haggadah in Bezdin. And Huadin, Hodas Baldin is not a Haggadah in Bezdin. Namely, we have over here a Machlokas Ekroni between the Shev Shmaisasa and between the Chachmei Provencia as to where is, in other words, that they both hold that there's only one exception to the rule. The question is, what is the exception? Is the exception Shavya Anafshe and maybe Hodas Baldin? Only there we have a maskla and nowhere else, or is the exception Eidus in a court? That's the Kevan Shehigut Shuvei Nochozer Magid, and a maskla works in all of the other situations. At the end, the Shev Shmaisasa points out that he has a Ramah on his side, that the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch and Evan Ezer paskins that in the world of Yakir, an a maskla works. I mean, the Ramah paskins against the Rashbam. And so if it works in Yakir, Pashtus would also work in Kedash Yisbiti, and it would also work in Edecha Neman B'Yisurim, that only the Haggadah in Beis Din would be the exception. All of this is working off of the side that Shavya Nashi Chachichid Yisura is a din of Hodas Baal Din. It's a din of Nemanos. And then we can deal with the spectrum of Nemanos and see where the world of Amasla applies. But we saw in the Mari Basan that there's another option as well, even though no debut rejected it. And that is that the Shavya Nashe is built on a Hischaivus. It's built on the fact that I take upon myself a Neder, I take upon myself a Shvua, I take upon myself a Shavya Nashe. Does that give us any direction in terms of the entire rest of the world of situations? Is the Shavya Nashe the exception where Amasla works, but it wouldn't work in Hodas Baal Din, for example, or Edef Nam Yisurin, etc.? So Yitachin, that's totally in a different Chakira that we find in the Ktsos. The Ktsos in Siman Lamed Dalet, Sivkot and Dalet, quotes a tshuva of the Mari Ibn Leib, who asks, what is the makor of Ne'emanus of Hodas Baal Din? You know, what is it based on? Why do we believe a person about himself like he's in two Edim in the world of Dine Mamanos? And he explains the kosher lachov. He's, you know, it's if I am being mode that I owe someone money, I'm being mode that the field belongs to someone else. The kosher lachov, hainu mishum da'asin ala mitoras chiyuv umitoras matana. A person has the ability of being mischayev, like in the world of neder and of shvua, and a person has a world of being mischayev in the world of mamanos. Have a ki'ilu amar chayev ani lachamana v'yachol lachayev atzmo. It doesn't mean necessarily that I always owed you the money, but when I say I admit I owed the money, it's the equivalent of saying, so I'm giving you now a gift, and I can be mischayev now to you with this gift. In other words, that since a person can always take upon himself financial obligations, so if I say that this field belongs to Ploni, what I'm saying was, maybe once upon a time it belonged to me, but I'm giving as a matana to Ploni, and since I have that ability, so on that creates the ne'emanus of Hodas Baal Din. The Ksos brings rayos against this approach of Mari Ibn Leib, and he holds that the din of the principle of Hodas Baal Din is Xeres HaKosov. Namely, it has nothing to do with the world of Ischaivus in general, but rather it's a separate, unique Xeras HaKosov, Hemin Adam L'chol Adam Ha'atzmo, Afagav Shu Karav La'atzmo, V'chule. So L'chora, if we're going to take the side that Shavya Nashe Chatichet Yisura is a Ischaivus, then, according to the Mahari Ibn Leib, we can still expand that to the world of Hodas Baal Din. Namely, that Shavya Nafsh and Hodas Baal Din are basically both forms of Hischaivus, and therefore, just as a Maslo will work in the world of Shavya Nafsh, it will also work in the world of Hodas Baal Din. Mashayin King, within the Ktsos itself, then we have no Raya. Then it's an open question, what's the status of an Maslo in terms of Hodas Baal Din? And Yitachen, as we pointed out, it could be a machlokas admon and the chachamim. If we're not looking with our sugya, within our sugya, everyone agrees that an amas would work in a verbal hodas baal din. But then you have the question, like, where do we draw the line? In other words, in terms of where amasla does work and where it doesn't work. In other words, we know that kevan shehigit shuvein ochozer umagid creates situations where amasla won't work. We know Shavya Nafshe allows for Namaso to work. How do we view all of these forms of Ne'emanus under what realms would they fit? And so that remains pretty much an open question. Okay, Adkan.